Oh.
Yeah, I forget what cargo they were carrying. And we took cargo back, we came back to New Orleans, and we were hearing ship, the ship was sunk last night. Right behind us or right ahead of us, you know.
Oh,
wow. So, oh, man.
Oh, I guess it's a little scary to hear that.
Yeah, so anyhow, we made about three trips.
Between
went to Cuba.
Yeah.
The next trip, another trip, went to Guatemala. And then we got off of that ship.
Now, what was your function on the ship?
Gunner's mates.
Oh, you just were manning
the guns? Just gunner. We had nothing to do. They had all merchant seamen.
Yeah. So just in case there was an enemy ship.
That's right. We had a lookout, and there was no depth charges. Just surface guns.
Yeah.
It was subsurface, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we were just, you know, up the creek without a paddle,
you
might say.
You just weren't firing at anyone just at all.
No, we never did see a sub. We had, on that ship, we had a German captain. And we often wondered if he had something to do with it. We didn't.
Why you weren't attacked.
We were in good hands, maybe, not knowing that, you know. So anyhow, I got off. Well, all of us got off. And we were at the base while they put another new crew. They didn't keep you on too long.
So they didn't want to burn you out?
And, then I got called out with another gun crew where they said, you're going to Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
Well,
okay. Why not?
So anyhow, we got Mobile. Oh, and there was a rusty old tub, just a bucket of rust. They said, that's your ship. Oh, man. So we went, anyhow, we got on it, and we had all drums of gasoline in all the holes and on the deck. There must be thousands and thousands of drums.
Oh, man.
So, oh my God.
Talk about dangerous.
Gasoline. If that, we could hit
torpedoes. And the least spark of anything.
Oh.
Oh,
well, we made it over safely. We went to Belize. It's a British Belize.
Belize, yeah. That's in Central America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Central America. These are all in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
These are where I've been so far.
Wow.
So anyway, we got that stuff off, which was
a relief.
Even when they were handling it, you were, you know, loading and unloading it. You know, if they drop one of them drums, you know, they had the big.
Oh man.
So anyhow, we loaded this ship up with mahogany logs. The holes and the deck. You could have built probably 75 homes. We made them all mahogany out of this year. And was going back to Mobile.
Yeah.
Well, it was a real calm sea.
Yeah.
And it was, there was no fog or light out. And this captain takes his ship in the middle of the night and he runs it right up on a reef. I never get out of my bunk sleeping, and one of the other gunners came down
like
and said, Harry, says, don't get excited. Said, we're sinking.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I don't want to get excited. Well, I got my clothes on in about a second, a light chain, went out on deck, and we sunk as far as we could. It tore the bottom out. We knew we weren't going to sink because it had logs on. And
they were floating.
Yeah, that would float us. And anyhow, what they were afraid of is that the water, seawater, was coming into the boilers. And it would explode.
Yeah.
And that would, so another incident, you know. Well, anyhow, nothing happened.
But did they bring another boat to get you guys off? Or how did they?
We sat there for a while. So you could send
I guess
SOS and all your,
like
you do in peacetime, you know.
Yeah.
Because you'd be given away
your location.
Location exactly where you were, you know. And that's what we were afraid of, too. They'd come up and shell us or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Sitting ducks.
And anyhow, about 3 days later, a Navy patrol boat come around, and they took us Navy guys off. The merchant guys, they were
still
on. I don't know what happened. And we often think that it was such a rusted bucket of bolts that probably when they insured or something, this guy got to work. It's a two bed. I don't know.
You got a whole load full of mahogany, but that would be a valuable cargo.
Well, at that
but
time,
with the
mahogany, you know,
wasn't as,
we were right there when they, in the forest where they cut it. It wasn't far,
yeah,
you know. We only went, you know, about 2 days from. So then they took us into Panama, a place called Cologne. Just like same name like Germany. You got Cologne, Germany.
Oh,
this is Cologne, Panama. And we were at a base there. And every day they were calling out replacement crews, you know. So, okay. Finally, my name came up. And they said, you got to get on the train and catch your ship. Is going to be, it's going through the canal now on the other side in Balboa. Okay. So we went across through the jungles.
Panama.
Oh, and I mean, it was just one of them trains, you know.
But I'll bet the scenery was gorgeous through the jungle.
You couldn't see nothing.
Couldn't see.
It was just growing up. See, out there, even where the base was, every day they got to chop the bamboo.
Because it grows so fast.
If you don't cut it today, it's like that. Tomorrow it's going to be like that.
Really
you can grow that. That's how quick that grows.
It's just literally squash and grow.
And it rains down there every hour on the hour, and it's this. It doesn't cloud up, and you know, like here, the sun is blazing, and it won't start sprinkling. It'll just pour.